getting the dust off. Wow, you guys, are we even still relevant
Who
anymore?
Who is the Horseport Podcast?
I don't
Who
know.
Are we even?
I don't know.
Do you know?
I feel like we've changed as human beings.
We were trying to figure that out, what we should talk about, what happened in the last year. I don't know.
Just actually did an hour-long podcast without recording. So.
Yeah, we told everyone, like, each other our stories, so now there's, like, no surprises for real reactions.
It's been so long since we last podcasted, I don't even remember, like, what happened since the last time we podcasted.
I don't even know if I was in the last podcast. That's how...
Half of it.
At CBHI. Oh, yeah, you had to run one. And ride.
You had to whip Shelby into the arena.
I did. Right. She's like, make sure you yell at me to use my legs. I'm like, bro, you're barrel racing. Of course you use your legs. Like... I just had to throw a little Shelby roast at the beginning. Yeah, it is what it is.
We all just need people to yell, even though we don't actually hear them in the arena.
I hear Megan all the time.
Okay, Megan's different.
Well, Megan and me both have like the same nasally voice.
Yes.
Like, even when we were like doing the podcast with Rye Tribe, I didn't know if Megan was talking or if I was talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Especially when if nobody else is yelling and then it's like your voice, I actually like hear it and I do it. I'm like, what?
Do you yelling at you to switch hands? Now I have... One to for you guys to yell at me.
Yeah,
tits out,
okay. Tits out, girls.
Tits out, girls.
That's what Dina
shoulders
was
back, boobs.
Dina,
out.
Oh really?
Yeah, Dina yeah.
I always got out. Yelled at
in English.
T-O-G.
Hey?
Yeah,
tits out, girls.
Yeah,
yeah, in English oh, really? For sure. Yeah. Like I remember them saying like chest out,
squeeze your ponytail.
But Dina was telling us yesterday. We did a Dina Millard clinic yesterday.
It was so Dina. Awesome.
It
that
was.
Looked really good.
Yeah.
And like she said, there's a huge difference between leaning back and like the whole boobs out theory because like you actually put that arc in your back and it's the proper posture. Whereas like you can lean back but not have proper posture.
And then you're throwing yourself off if you're leaning back.
Big difference in your horse's movement. Oh, I learned so many different little tidbits. Like the approach to the first barrel.
Totally.
Did she have you like cut that in half?
She did. Well, I always kind of approached my first tighter than normal. I feel like because Corley, I feel like can kind of drift out on me if I don't like put him right into his spot. So she said that my approach was good, but I just had to like have my shoulders back.
Yeah, I always lined up with third barrel, but like she had me when I line up in between third and first. So like halfway as far to, you know,
okay.
Out. So I'm interested to give that a try.
Some action.
Just some little quick
It's cool to tidbits. Just see like each different barrel racer, like successful barrel racers, how their different approaches.
I feel like
everything.
Shannon was kind of like that too, like Brazilian Shannon in her clinic. Like they don't leave as much real estate on the ground as we do too, like around the barrel and with approaches.
When we took the Shannon clinic and then Dina's clinic, I feel like even
similar?
Dina, yes. And I feel like Dina even said that like her daughter Tana was like, man, like you ride like the Brazilians. And even Megan went for her lesson and she was showing me things, I was like, this is literally how Shannon was talking.
Dina was asking if I thought that the Shannon clinic was similar to hers.
Oh, okay.
Because she said she referenced another Brazilian trainer and she said that he's one of the only ones that's kind of on her program because she's a little different and she'll tell you that in her clinics that her theories and training principles are a little different than like your traditional or, you know, the majority of the barrel racing clinics you go to. And she thought there was kind of she wondered if there was a relation or if
totally
we thought there was.
She's doing something right. Like it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, watching that little clip of Corley going around that barrel. Wow.
I know.
He's so
that was so
he was
cool.
Just, I was like getting
he's
dizzy.
Like,
I was like,
yeah,
that's
I'm
what
doing
I thought.
This.
Is she dizzy?
Yeah.
He was just like whipping around, but like comfortably and like consistently.
So balanced.
So
like,
balanced.
Perfect.
My hand was down and like, we'll be getting into like everything that we've been doing. But after the Shannon clinic, like I actually heard her say, if you keep doing this with Angus, you're going to have a 17 second horse on the standard. And
yeah.
I was like, well, shit, I better be doing that too. And so I did a lot of just like getting his feet to be quick around the barrel and getting comfortable in that tight little circle, but still standing up, but also like giving him his head, but taking it back when he's not and like getting that release on the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got so much more comfortable. His feet got faster.
And like you said, you've been working on that, like every ride that getting hit. What's that drill she called? It's
so
just a one barrel.
It's a one barrel drill. And you like loop around, like do like a circle around,
big
like
circle.
A big circle. Like you go to like rail to rail and then you like go in and turn your barrel quick and then go all the way back to the rail and then
this
come back.
Shannon's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and was that's like to try trail. To work on finding your spot and finding that perfect circle for you and that horse.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
And Corley don't need a big circle.
No. Apparently. I mean, and for how thick and like big he is, like you would think he would need more room, but he doesn't. And I realized that too. Like, everyone knows how much I analyze my runs. Like, I'll put them side by side and I'll like watch every single stride. And like, it's overanalyzing, and I know it's probably not healthy, but I'm obsessed with it. And so
I'm obsessed with it.
And I feel like I actually talked about this with Dina, and I was like, I like also with like Devin, we were talking about like Devin and her videography, like how she slowed down my run. Like, I figured out where I needed to sit better to be faster on him. But in Pinoca, you find your holes. And because it's such a big pattern, you can like watch the whole thing. And then I was like seeing, like, I was going into my second barrel so wide. And when I did that, I was like running like 18.3, 18.4. And like, I was super happy with that because it's like our first year really going to Pinoca. But I was like, we can be faster. And then finally, when I started doing Shannon's drills and like tightening it up, like, we still had mistakes. Like, our first barrel was still wide. Our second barrel, we came off a hair wide and we were still 17.9.
But yeah, that's so cool.
His feet kept moving, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was just go.
Yes.
Yep.
First of many. I have still not cracked into the 17s in that arena.
Me
it's
neither.
A tough one.
Yeah, I haven't ran in there in so long.
Joe's for sure capable after her little outing, her performance last weekend there.
Just like 7 years off. Just kidding. But like
literally almost. Oh boy.
Joe decided that maybe barrel racing is more fun than having babies.
She hates like, being a mom.
Joe's like, take my kid to social services. I don't give a shit. I want to go party in barrel racing.
Okay, Joe is Shelby as.
I'm serious though. She was good for the first like couple weeks. By a month, she had started trying to wean this foal. And you guys, my farrier, he came out and he's like, oh, looking at one of my other mares and the foal like, wow, that mare, she's really putting a lot into that foal. He looks good. And then I bring out Joe. Wow, she is not doing the same thing. Like, she's
someone calls.
And he looks under. Yeah, she's trying to dry up. She's trying to wean that foal already. He's like, she's not giving this baby anything.
Poor little Sunny had to go to daycare.
Looked awesome though.
She looked really good, but she started fending for herself pretty early on.
So did Joe naturally wean her herself before you did?
I mean, not fully, but yeah. Like, she'd be on the way by a month. Like, she'd be way on the other side of the field. And Sunny would come running up to me at the barn like, oh, hey, you're so much nicer to me than my mom. Like, she didn't even care. But yeah, when I weaned them, Joe didn't look back once. Like,
yeah, she's like, literally peace out, once. Bro. Like, yeah. Nice knowing you. Yeah. Hope I never see you again. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wants to be a barrel racer again.
Aw. Yeah, yeah. She looked like it. She freaking killed it at High Prairie. Like, ran a 1D time. Was it a 1D?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. My plan was to just, you know, trot and have a nice little outing.
And she Joe was like, buckle up. Oh, no,
yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Corley, he had a really fast run there, too. You guys got a couple barrels, but I feel like that run is still post-worthy because it was, like, impeccable.
It was so nice. Yay, like, you just caught that one on that.
Those barrels are very light in the High Prairie arena.
If you fart, like, they'll just fall down. So let's talk about this season. I feel like we all had quite a learning curve in like all aspects of life.
Wow, yeah, it was an interesting season. Interesting season. I rodeoed hard until the end of June. Then Ray was like a little sore on her. She pulled something in her front leg, but she's all good to go now, thankfully. So she's been kind of, yeah, she's been kind of chilling since late summertime, but feeling good now. So yeah, I did that. And then in the meantime, did some horse shopping, but that's like a whole story on its own. And it's still ongoing because like buying and selling is actually such a time. Like, it takes a longer amount of time than you sometimes think to especially sell and to buy. Yeah, yeah, especially when you live in the North
Timbuktu.
Country. Yeah, so my season was kind of, it was cut a little bit short at the end there.
It was. But we had so much fun. Like, so much fun. You guys, I don't even want to tell you guys what the funnest rodeo was because I don't want anyone to show up because no one showed up to it this year. Just kidding.
Yeah, there was like 23 entries.
Yeah, so we went to Saddle Lake and we did like the whole like Killam, Saddle Lake, and then Gooseberry Lakes. Was it Gooseberry?
Where are all these lakes?
Just in Alberta.
Kind of like down by like where, like
in Lac-la-Biche. Like,
so okay, Saddle, your neck of the woods.
Yeah, that's where I rode my truck when I was in high school. Like, I don't know why I was even there, but I was there. But
picking up your boyfriend.
Maybe not.
We got the full Saddle Lake experience.
We did. Well, we had so much fun. Like, everyone's like, don't go to Saddle Lake. Like, we don't, well, they said the ground, but I think people were just scared of Saddle Lake. And I'm like, man, this is like one of my almost hometown rodeos. This is going to be sick. And so we like went, and it was like, it poured rain there. Like,
yeah, it was definitely,
but the ground wet. Held up. Like, the ground was totally fine. There was a lot of sand there, probably because it's by lake, but like, whatever. But we like were chilling. Then everyone like cleared out as soon as the rodeo was done. But they had like the relay races and everything, and we're like, should
like,
we
like human or horse?
Horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And man, we are happy we stayed. I mean, it was like pretty disastrous.
And helped that it was like super wet.
Yeah. And like, we might have saw someone die. We're not sure.
Nope, he lived. Oh, they posted.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
He was like knocked out, and they like drug him into a puddle pretty much, and then like continued on with the race. Like, we thought for sure he
there was like a crash when they switched the relay horses in the mud. And then like this horse was down and the guy was down, but like the other people are still running around the track. So he's like knocked out, like out.
I think we all had a cheeseburger and we're like, we might puke this up because this might be
it. Well, like, you had butterflies in your stomach. So then somebody from the team comes and like grabs him around the shoulders and like drags him out of the way. But like, it's like towards the stands and he's just like flopping, getting drugged. And the whole stands is like,
and they all,
because what if his neck's broken or something, right? Like, you just don't do
that. Oh, yeah. No kidding.
The chucks or the horses are still coming around the track. So like, what options is there?
Gotta get him off.
You gotta move. But then they just like dropped him in the puddle and the horse is still okay. Oh man.
And they just left him there.
Well, eventually they got him into an ambulance.
But it was a good time.
They had to stop the show because they filled the ambulances and they had more ambulances to come from town.
Yeah. From St. Paul.
Like, no. Or maybe they had to bring him in from Edmonton because they used all those other ones.
Yeah. Are they doing this again next year?
I hope so. I hope we can be there for it. Speaking on that, that's when I had to switch my horses. That's the weekend that I...
Oh, yeah. I feel like in rodeo too, like, it's like almost imminent that our good horses are going to have to take a little time off for stuff too.
Yeah. Like, we had a little bump in the road and with soundness. On track now after getting an injection, but we had 2 months where we weren't sure what happened, which like he was in stall rest, but Corley freaking loved it. He like ran into his stall. Like,
really? He loves being spoiled.
He got bathed every day. He got all the snacks. Goodness. And then like I would lunge him, and when I lunged him, he would like kick out at me, like put me back in my stall. Like, you know, he's such a dink. But yeah, so when we started this rodeo season, I don't know why, but I had a mental block in my head. Like, I would only lope Corley to the first barrel and then go on. Like, you know, like, he spent all this time with Vanessa. She made him super solid, but I was still, like, so nervous about actually sending it into first barrel.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I was, because I don't know. Like, and then even, like,
it's really fast.
Yeah, even, like, Medicine Lodge, I swear I still had PTSD from when Cash, like, damn near killed me. And I, like, thought he was bucking the whole time, and he was, like, being such a good boy. And I was like, okay, man. Like,
he was just grabbing hard in that dirt or trying to accelerate.
That big old booty in there, like, it just feels like they're working really hard. Yes. And popping you forward. So, yeah, I was, like, really kind of pussyfooting the first barrel. And, like, everyone would tell me, like, just send it, see what happens. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then I'd get down the alleyway, and I was like, ha, not a chance. And then so when this little bobble in our season happened, Shelby offered me her 5-year-old, and she's just like, man, just she hasn't really been at any rodeos, like maybe one, but like, give her shit, like have fun kind of thing. And then
Midgeroni,
but with Midge, because she's like, she's so turny, like
a little and quick
and so turny, and you had to ride her super hard. So I remembered what it was like to jockey and like actually ride hard. Cool. And she was super killed it, like we had so much fun. But after I got, you know, Corley back and we started getting him back in shape, well, actually, he like was pristine throughout his stall rest. Like, I thought for sure he would have lost a lot of weight, but he was like totally good. So
he looks good now, even.
Yeah,
too.
He does look pretty good right now. But yeah, so I started actually like riding and jockeying him and trusting him to that first barrel. And like,
yeah, you guys had a strong part of your season.
That's so cool. Very strong.
Like, it really helps when you can ride a horse. Like, you know, getting on Midge, you didn't do any of the training, getting her there. Mm-hmm. And so you could just get on and go.
I just went and had so much fun.
And it helps so much.
Yeah. Like, even, like, I'm going to, like, tear up talking about this, but, like, Kikino Rodeo was, like, so cool.
Yeah.
So, well, we went to Forest Inaboy. before that, and I like wasn't even near placing at rodeos. Like I was like a second and a half off because I was just loping him to first barrel, and I was like, you know what, we're just gonna send it. And we sent it and we ran like the second fastest time that night. Like it was like, yeah. I was like, holy shit, like we didn't even get to go to any jackpots really before this. I just threw him in the trailer and went to a rodeo, and I did not know what to expect. Like he did awesome. And then we went to Kikino the next day, and like what's pretty wild is that the Kikino Rodeo was like on the anniversary of my uncle's death that he's named after. And so that day, like my mom, like she said this like little prayer, and like we had this moment, and she's just like, your uncle's gonna be with you today. Like I can feel it. And then so
yeah, because your parents were at that rodeo.
Yeah,
too,
right? It was my hometown rodeo. It was sick. Kikino was the greatest. There's like over 1,000 people in the crowd, you guys. Like it is packed. Like Kikino was
need
the
to
coolest.
Go next year.
Yeah, it's so fun. So yeah, we like went down the alley, and I remember just like making a really good run, but like I didn't know like what we would have mm-hmm. been. Like I had zero expectations. And then when he was like 16, and then he like paused, and he's just like, this is the fastest time we've seen all weekend. There was only one more heat of horses to go, and
that's so cool.
I had chills. Like I was like, no way. And then
did you have tears?
I did. But yeah, anyways, long story short, so he like, we end up placing second at the rodeo because someone beat us by like 0.04 like the next day. My mom like went there and she was like FaceTiming me, and we were feeding bulls, and Cole's like, cut the strings, and I'm like, no, like I'm watching. Like, but it was yeah, like I did not expect him to come out that hard at the end of the season. And it's like everything we kept going to, he just kept getting better and faster and faster, and like then started winning jackpots up here, and then like running our 17.9 mm-hmm. in Pinoca, like with lots of bobbles. Like it just was incredible. The number one thing that like kept me going throughout this season was my friends, Cole, Vanessa. Like having people in your corner that were like, go, like do your thing, here's a horse when you need it, don't mm-hmm. feel sorry for yourself, like keep going. Because I just, there was so much shit that happened this summer that like it was so hard, like with Cash and Quirly and his, like I had so high like
yeah, I was like right in the middle of
it
rodeo season.
Right in the middle of rodeo season.
Kind of was sore.
But it was such a blessing because I finally got to like ride a horse where I can jockey, and I can be the rider that he needed me to be.
That's true.
I have like a client, and she's like very like hippy dippy. And she's like, I'm talking about my horse. And she's like, well, your horse is talking shit about you to me right now. And, I was like, and she like knows nothing about horses. And I was like, what's that little?
She's a communicator?
Apparently.
Apparently.
And so she's like, your horse says to like trust him, like he like let him run. And I was like, all right.
I guess like, if that's
like,
what he wants.
It was just like, it was just weird, like, you know, like I never talked about that part with mm-hmm. her, and like I don't have her on Facebook, and she knows nothing about horses. It's just like, why is he talking shit about me to this lady, like, you know, like but yeah, no, so I'm very happy. Like I'm pumped that I had that. So cool to have the support of SK as well, like riding in such a good saddle, such a good pad. I love my tack, my boots, bell boots, everything. Like, man, I love how like smaller my butt looks in my saddle because it's so wide. Like I just
your I butt's like, wide or this
the saddle. I wish I had a wide butt. I wish I had a dump truck, but I don't. But like,
hey, we should start a new trend because, like, I think the English girls are on to something. Like, I personally love Lululemons, and I dread having to change, like, out of my Lululemons into jeans when I get to the jackpot down south or when I just go riding on the general. So I did, from that Epona Consulting, I ordered some, like, cool
I have those, too. I love riding in those.
So I didn't, they were out of the winter style ones, but I got some, like, breeches. They're, like, they look like Lulus are dark burgundy, but they got, like, the grippies on the inside, so like they're for riding.
I'm gonna laugh at you guys.
I'm gonna wear them.
I still have my breeches from when I was in high school.
I look at my breeches and I'm like, they're so tiny. Like I used to be so skinny.
But these ones are like, they're like black and dark burgundy. Yeah. You know, like they don't look like breeches. No. They're like Lulus with grippies. At all these local jackpots where there's no Western attire, I'm gonna start wearing those instead of jeans, and I don't give a fuck.
Let's do it. Let's all do it.
Not me, man. I love my men's jeans. Have you ridden in men's jeans before?
No, that sounds horrible.
No, man. No.
Sounds like thick jeans.
No, they're comfy. Like they're just.
I don't
so
even
wide.
Think I could fit into Bren's jeans.
Oh boy, that was a trail.
That was a trail. That was a rabbit hole. Anyways, I was giving an Academy Award apparently to my friends and my boyfriend and Vanessa. But like, here we are
talking about the seat. Your butt fitting nicely.
I actually do. Like I. There's nothing like, even like when I was riding Midge, I was riding her in. Shelby and Jose's saddle, which is a different brand, and I literally could not ride in it. And if you haven't, honestly, if you
they're
haven't,
addicting I don't know if, you yeah, guys. They are. Steph's guys wanting like to order her third.
I'm like, I need to wait till I decide. I'm ready for my third before too. I go. But I do. I yeah. want. I'm ready. I do have like the design picked out. I want a like a light leather, ooh. But with like that Bernie wash.
On it looks. It's gonna yeah. look so nice.
Yeah.
Yours yeah. is gonna look so nice.
I just ordered my.
Okay, I didn't even think I seen pics.
I think my next one is almost ready too.
Sweet. You guys, yeah. Yeah, honestly, okay, so even do you remember when I was like running my nails down Corley's back and he would like flinch sometimes? Or like I'd take, ever since I've been riding in my SK, like the spine relief, he doesn't do that anymore. And I can push as hard as I can. Even my rough brush, like he would be like, about it. But now, like I like tried it and like it didn't bother him at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly. And like, yeah, Ray had that, like the back surgery and stuff. And I've been running in the SK and the pad for the last year. And I have actually sold my Beamer too. Like nothing against a Beamer. I freaking loved it, but I also wanted a horse shop. So I had to like liquidate mm-hmm. some things, mm-hmm. you know, but like not, you know, so I haven't had that additional therapy, mm-hmm. in her regiment or whatever, but just have like, I've been just using those pads in the saddle and her back feels so strong.
I've had tons of people too that come back and say like, we love our spinal relief pads. Like, our horses don't get sore anymore. One lady.
Carly's is cool. I love that dark gray with the cow print and the fleece.
Yeah.
Yes.
When, and it's broken a little now. Yeah. But it's like the perfect amount of broken.
Yes. I have lots with cowhide right now, too. But no, yeah, I had one lady, like, I can't remember who it was, but she pro rodeos and she bought, like, right off the bat, she bought three and she came back to the Big Bang and bought like three more.
No
she's
way.
Like, they feel so good.
They nice. Do. And they hold their shape. Mm-hmm. And then I like how I can still pull mine up in the front to like, you know, when you pull up your saddle.
Up into the
and
middle.
And then it stays. Like, it doesn't move around because it's still firm. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, no. I
love mine. And they're built to last.
Like, yes. Yeah.
There's the trainer up here and she said like they're built to last.
I think so too. Yeah. They're going to last for years, even riding all the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, even like that lady just bought mine off my freaking horse. Oh, really? Big Bang, remember?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she's just like, I like your pad. I was like,
oh, really?
Okay. And then so that's why I got the gray one.
I've done that too. Yeah. Like someone needed pad now and I'm like, well, I'm not using it right now, so you may as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sweet. I do love the product so much. And we got reins for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to use those.
Yeah. But reins are discontinued.
Well, we got
there's only four products this year.
What is it?
We're focusing on saddles. Mm-hmm. Pads, mm-hmm. bits, and over and unders.
Cool. Oh, cool.
That's probably easier for you. Yeah. So yeah, like give us a little update. What are you doing with SK? Like at first when everyone probably first heard of it, like we were all kind of like promoting SK, mm-hmm. but it's kind of shifted towards Stevie doing most of that. So
I think the big thing was, and Shannon too, she was shocked with how interested people were at the beginning in Canada. And so I think it just grew so much that she's like, okay, I need to hire someone. So I'm now working for her in Canada, running things in Canada. Saddles, like when they're completed, they'll either be shipped here. Like if people want them, they'll be shipped here or they'll be shipped to the US. But any saddles or any products, if they're in the US, I can bring them up here. So
Somebody did ask when we were trying horses and Danica had her saddle last week, mm-hmm. How long to custom order right now, like with how busy they are and stuff, until like you, from when you order to when you would receive it on a custom build.
Okay. Like we usually say 8 to 12 weeks.
I would say that's accurate to what I've gotten with mine.
Sometimes they can come out a little sooner, but yeah. 8 to 12 weeks.
8 to 12 weeks.
So just tell people 12 and they'll show up in 6 and they'll be like, wow.
Yeah, like honestly, sometimes they come super quick and it's really nice. We have a saddle tracker. So when you order your saddle, we'll give you your order and then you just have to check it over and approve of it. And then once it's ready, we'll put pictures on there so you can make sure, that's what I ordered.
Approve on the pictures.
Yeah. And then so once that happens, then they have to do the import, like export paperwork. And then it'll usually ship that next week. And then it's typically 2 weeks.
That's what I told her. If something's like in stock, it's probably only like, even if it come all the way from Brazil, it'd probably be like,
it's usually a week and a half if shipping is good. And then from you, depending where you are, like it can be a day to a week, depending where in Canada you are. If you're on the other end of Canada, it'll be a week from me. But yeah, so shipping isn't usually that bad. Occasionally, I'll wait a month because it gets stuck somewhere, but that's only happened a couple times.
Yeah.
And so like that Shannon clinic before the big bang last year, it was like pretty well received. So Shannon's coming back again.
Yeah.
She's planning to come back.
She is planning. She did tell me she will be coming back before the big bang to do another clinic.
And hang out at the big bang again too?
Do you think? I hope so. I think so. I haven't actually talked to her about that.
Somebody needs to get her a horse to ride at the big bang.
Yeah.
She can ride Corley.
That'd be fun.
But what I want to say about her clinic, like it was so cool because
it was so good.
She hopped on everyone's horse. I mean, she didn't hop on Corley, but like everyone.
That lady worked
hard. She worked so hard. But it was so cool. So many trainers all came to audit her.
It was really cool. Like, let me tell you, she said, oh, I don't know if we should do a clinic. Like, no one's going to come, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Shannon, people will come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we filled the clinic and then it was amazing. Like how many people kept auditing. I couldn't believe it.
That's what we heard. There was lots of people just watching. And everyone's interested. Like obviously Brazil's the fastest place in the world for barrel racing. So everyone's interested to hear, you know, what they're doing down there. And I think it was totally different than a lot of the things we do up here. Mm-hmm. So people were intrigued and I think it would fill up again.
And it's cool because she has like she has a mixture of like the US and Brazil, right?
Cool experience. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so keep posted for Shannon's next clinic. I think it will fill very fast.
I feel like you should entertain us with your horse buying experience. Oh, that was
previous and current.
Floofy French guy. So yeah, so it's like, okay, Ray is 11 years old. I've been running Ray for 6 years. I have a big lull in my babies and Ray for like something to run. So I thought, you know what, maybe it's time for me to shop around. So that's what I did later in the year last year. And then I think I updated everyone around CBHI. I got Frenchman. So yeah, I've kind of talked about that whole thing.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, so Frenchman, just like wasn't quite the right fit. I thought that I was going to try out a gelding, you know, for the most special gelding, I would make an exception for
the most special gelding.
I have the most special gelding. Yeah, you do have the most.
We can talk about him later though.
Yeah.
It was so funny though, like at the big bang, like we're like, hey Steph, like we should try this horse. There's like 7 horses here for you to try. And she's just like faithful to Frenchman.
I was like, no,
but he was so cool.
Oh, yeah. And like,
he had the moves, man.
He's going to be a winner.
He has the moves. Definitely. Like he can and will be like a 1D little gritty competitor and he can rope too. So, but he just like ended up not being a good fit for me. I'm sticking to my mare rule and I am, when I'm reshopping now currently, it's mares only.
You're like laying down the law.
I'm laying down the law on the mares only rule this time.
But Cole loved him. Like when he got on him for you that one day, like Cole, like we sat down, he's like, can we afford to buy this horse? I was like, nah, dude. Like not a chance.
Oh, he feels unbelievable. I still haven't sat on anything that feels quite like him. No. I don't know if I ever will.
So now you know the feel.
Yeah. And I do think like just his style. And I've watched like when we went horse shopping this most recent weekend, like with Danica, even she tried like a classic guy, which, you know, and he looked like a Frenchman. And but he has that style, too. Yeah, and I do think that cool. I am drawn to that Frenchman guy style. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they do have a certain style and I do really like it. But McPhee's had him before and they get along really good with him. So he's with them now in Arizona and he's for sale. So if we have
any listeners, these are awesome, like
awesome, super so nice talented. People and super talented. And yeah, he's been down there since mid-December, just kind of getting in shape. They did a little roping, a little barrel racing, just got him adjusted to the AZ climate. And he's going to start making some runs and stuff, but he is for sale and I'm going to start blasting him on the internet. So if you're down there and you are
don't
miss out on him.
No,
he is cool. He's not for the faint of heart. He has a couple little quirks that I will fully disclose.
And McPhee's know exactly how to deal with it.
They know exactly how to deal with him. And he doesn't like, I'm not quite as, you know, I don't have the horsemanship experience as like they do. Mm-hmm. And I just think that he knew that. And he like pulled certain little things with me that he doesn't with them. Mm-hmm. And he may not for somebody else. That's just a little more feely or confident than I am kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, super cool
horse.
But
he's going to be worth it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's worth it all day long.
All day long.
So he's for sale. And in the meantime, I've been reshopping again. But that's how long it takes. Like I think I first tried Frenchman in August.
Yes.
And then you bought him a couple weeks later, right?
I think it was in September by the time like the decision was done and the money was, everything was done. So like that was August and now we're into like the middle end of January. And yeah, so now he's, you know, reefer sale. I still like Ray's back in action. I'm so excited to run her. It's like just like
little
a breath
redhead.
A little redhead. She's her. A little sasspot, but she's like just a breath of fresh air and like Old Faithful to take to a jackpot. I know what I'm going to get.
Rodeo. She's like.
Or rodeo. Yeah. Like yeah, I can go have some drinks with my friends, visit before the jackpot. I don't have to focus and it's fun.
Drink but on the way home so no one has to drive and I'm forced to drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can't wait till you're running paint stick.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So anyway, so sorry. I still feel like I just have like a huge lull from Ray. To the young one. So I still feel like I need like something else in between there to bring home.
Okay. I want to talk about like that one horse you tried though. Like you said a little bit about the story. Like you have some feedback for sellers and I feel like they should get a Stephism.
Teach us all.
So a friend and I, we really lined up a bunch of horses to try. She had four and I had three to try. And we just like, we took a 2-day trip to central Southern Alberta and made a loop and tried a bunch. Like from that, so we met up with, you know, essentially seven different sellers. And I guess like, yeah, my best experiences are like one of the things that maybe both of us learned from that trip is it's really nice when being shown a horse if the person selling does a little demo. Like it just makes everybody more comfortable. Mm-hmm. The person selling, I feel like the person buying and riding, the horse even maybe too. Like if that seller shows you, I usually do things like this. I kind of place their feet like that. I do this with my hands. I'm softer in this area. You have to get after them in this area. It'll just like, in my opinion.
Things go smoother.
Actually, Danica, it was tall. She got on that one and ripped her pants. Our very first trial, no. She rips her jeans. And I was like,
Danica. So did she pack funny. Any extra?
She did. I was like, Danica, it'll be fine. We can't even see anything from the saddle. And she's like, no, Steph. So she gets like off. It's a big rip. So luckily she did have other jeans.
Oh my gosh.
The only male seller we go to too. And the no first way. One.
Just blew her butt out. That's hilarious.
That's the best.
So yeah. And then we met a bunch of cool people. We had like such a packed schedule. And I was like, Danica, like hopefully we can like make all these times. And she's like, I think we got like, you know, enough time in between. And I'm like, it's not like the horses that take like the trying of horses that takes
the
a lot of time.
And the
it's the horse people. Like horse people like to talk a lot about horses. Like that's what
no
we're gonna
shit.
Have to
that's
be timely
we
with.
Podcast.
Yeah, and ever like not in a like it's not negative at all.
I seen it. Something no, like my most toxic trait.
Trachea.
Most toxic trait. When I say I'm only going to be like an hour at the barn, but I'm actually like three hours.
Yeah. Oh, me and Meg feel that way when you're there. Feel that.
Yeah. Definitely. So I have actually like tried to liquidate a few more things in the Beamer. CJ sold to Texas. That'd be Paint Stick's mom. She was my paint Dr. Nick Barr daughter. So she's gone. And then Barbie, people might remember her. She's like my little redheaded firecracker that Spicy. Would be like in between Ray and my baby's age. But she injured her deep digital and just like she's looks really sound, feels really sound right now to ride, but just like for the miles and the sport that I do probably wouldn't hold up. So I did sell her to a girl and it was like a surprise Christmas present. The parents got the girl Barbie for Christmas. All this girl has wanted for birthdays, Christmases, whatever for the last many years is like a horse. And she's like not big into Barbies. And then, of course, my horse's name is Barbie. So at Christmas, they go to, like, Walmart and got her, like, the cheapest Barbie and, like, wrapped it inside of, like, four different boxes. Like, she had to dig to the bottom for this Barbie. And then she's, like, all that they videoed, too. She was, like, all that for Barbie? She says to her parents. And then she's, like, trying not to be, like, unthankful for her, like, Barbie
like,
Christmas.
Like, thanks, but wow.
Thanks, but...
And then her mom... So they always told her, like, you got to save your own money. Like, a horse is a big responsibility. So I was just asking $1,500 for Barbie, get her moved. And I don't know what her soundness outcome will be in the future. So $1,500. And the mom calls and we're talking about her. And she's like, well, you know, it just so happened that we told her, like, we'd go halfers on a horse, but she's got to save some money. And she's got $750 in her account.
No way.
So it was like the perfect amount too. So they like on Christmas morning, then they're like, okay, well, we actually have two Barbies. And so they gave her like the envelope and it had a bunch of pictures of like the horse Barbie. And she just like got like she was like stunned and then she got up and she's like, I don't even care if its name's Barbie.
She's just like the worst name.
But then like she must kind of like follow horses and pedigrees. And so she knew that her registered name was Classy with a Gun. So she told me like that day after the trial that if it worked out. Yeah. She was just going to change her name to Classy B. I was like, that's clever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Classy B.
You're not really changing anything, but like,
instead
it's
of
not,
Cardi B,
it's not Barbie.
Classy B. Yeah.
And yeah, it worked out good, but she's still Sweet. Here. So she's supposed to be getting her hooves trimmed with Brianna tomorrow. Okay. And then I think I will deliver her to.
Nice. Aww, that's awesome. Cool. What a nice little story for a little Barbie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She'll be loved on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I did successfully downsize a little bit.
Great success.
Just to justify my horse shopping.
Gotta sell them if you want to buy more.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you do.
Someone's messaging us, super duper excited that we're coming on the podcast again.
Ooh, who's that?
Brittany Gina Ann. Hopefully we're not too squealy in this one.
So we talked about our two horses quite a bit, but like I want to hear all about Fame, like everything. Like tell us.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, Fame. He's been with Riley. He did. Oh my goodness! They did so well. His futurity year, like yeah. He's been very consistent. Like he just goes in there and does his job. He loves his job, which is really cool.
He looks just dialed in. Like he knows where he's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. I'm a barrel horse. How much, like, I don't know if you want to share this or not, but what were his like futurity year earnings? I feel like he did. I feel like he did really well.
Yeah. He did really well. I don't. Like, I can't say which place and where. I can't remember all that. He did do, I think he got fifth in the sweepstakes BEI. And he did win second at the Kick and Cactus slot race. But I think overall, he was around 12,000 in
sales. See, that's sweet. That's cool. Yeah.
It was really, okay, it is what it is. It was a little bit disappointing. But he did so awesome at CBHI. But his first run out, he was ready, like she was ready to run, but then they were calling, I think it was actually Jen. Yeah, Jen.
I have to say that.
But yeah. It was her turn to go in, but they were calling Riley.
Oh yeah.
I remember
and
that.
And so Jen's like, oh, I feel so bad for her because she's going to go in and like they're not calling her, but she goes and runs. And so then I think Riley was ready to go after and she's like ready to go, got Fame, and you can tell he's like, okay, this is it, let's go. And then they start up the tractor, so she was like almost down the alleyway, had to stop and turn him around, and then she like he went in and did a really nice run, but he didn't really fire hard. He was still 17.6, but she said
no big deal.
She said he didn't really fire hard. Or a 17.8.
Was like, is this a time only?
That's what she said. He thought at that point when she turned him around and went back in, he's like, oh, okay, we're just time only. And so she said, like, he did really good, but just not prime. Yeah. And so then his next run, he did improve more, but just, he was just out of the money. But it was so cool to see him there. But yeah, he's been doing really good with her.
So where is he now?
He's still there.
But, like, what is she, like, taking him anywhere?
Oh, I don't know if he kind of has time off right now. She stays here up in the winter. But I've been trying to go once a month. I've gone a couple times to ride him because I know I'm kind of at your stage. Like, there's that mental block. I can't just give her.
Yeah.
And the whole coming off the barrel, I'm like, ah, are you going to blow up on me?
Maybe Joe's going to help you with that, though.
I think she will because I know Angus helped a little bit, but I just have not. I haven't had the riding. Like, I have hardly ridden. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that I'm getting Joe in shape again and riding her lots because that's going to really help. But the poor guy, the first time I went to do a cruise, oh my gosh, I'm just so thankful for Riley and her mom and Fame for being patient with me. The first time I went through, you guys, like, I just loped into first and then he comes off second and I'm like, bah, he's going to back, like he doesn't have a bucking bone in his body.
No.
And so I whipped him around powerful. And he's like, what the heck are you doing? Like, we were doing a run here. And so I was scared and I did I went and I loped through that time. The second time I kind of did it again, but not so bad. And then the third time I was like, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And I just held on for dear life. Shannon with her part of the thing is like you find your spot and you ride the turn. So as I got to each barrel, I yelled at myself. I said, ride the turn.
Yeah.
Like I yelled, Sal. So as I was doing that, then I could stay focused. Like, cause usually I'd just be like, okay, get to the barrel, hang on and let them go. But I was like, no, I need to ride the turn. So then I was more focused on that. And then I wasn't like climbing up. So then we had a way better run. And the last time I went there, yeah, I was able to do that. Deb also had to yell at me a couple times.
Just let him go.
Yeah. She did. She was like, get off his face. Let him go.
You should post your run on Facebook.
I should. Yeah, I'll post that run. But yeah, I'm very thankful for how patient they've been with me and him. Like, yeah. He's so, so honest. And I have to say, the first one I did on him, we ran over second barrel completely. They said, that's the first barrel he's hit. I was like, that was not him. I literally was like, okay.
You're like, it doesn't count because it was me and it wasn't a competition.
I like just clamped right up. And yeah, I'm learning a lot with this and I'm getting better and I'm really excited.
But getting out of your comfort zone. So that's good.
Yeah. And I never realized, I thought it would be way easier after having a kid to keep riding and everything, but yeah, it has been a lot more of a challenge.
Well, and you have major life changes as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had a big move. I don't know if mm-hmm. you've talked about that.
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we...
Because you were... That was your big... Like, you owned a kennel and you lived in a kennel.
Yeah, so this summer, I didn't do much barrel racing. Yeah, I went to the Big Bang and I borrowed Aaron's horse, Angus, which I was very thankful for. He's really cool to run as well and easy to just get on and go. But yeah, so all summer we've been trying to sell the kennel and we found this like perfect match. And it just like going through the hoops and everything because we are selling a house and a business.
It's a long process paperwork.
Yeah. And so it was like, okay, it's going to work. We're going to sell it. And then no, something else would happen and it wasn't going to work. And we're all disappointed and they're disappointed. Then we'd figure out something else. And so there was like three or some however many times where we're like, okay, it's going to be this day. And then it wasn't. And so we finally worked it out in, I think it was in October. And so, yeah, they're there and they're loving it. And
yeah, I see they've been posting.
Yeah.
It's like they're keeping it busy and going.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, the perfect fit. I grew up like riding with this girl. We were on drill teams together and... Yeah, she loves dogs and horses, so it's really cool.
That's awesome.
But yeah. So I was also busy doing that and not focusing on the horses as much. So
yeah. So what's next in life, Stevie? What's on the books for 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, trying to
just... Because that was kind of 2020, the end of 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was. So yeah, I'm putting D up for sale because I want to just focus on Joe and I have a bunch of young ones coming up and yeah, I just
And also not only the kennel you kind of changed, but this is kind of 2023 too.
So many
but you
things.
Were so yeah, your breeding program too.
Yeah.
You kind of sold some
I've
a
sold
lot of your
most
broodmares.
Of them. I have one broodmare left and one recipmare full.
So did you decide, so like what made you decide to get out of that? Was it because of the move and you wouldn't have as much pens or like what happened there?
Yeah, so again, the kid thing.
Yeah.
It made it a lot harder, like just going out every day and working with foals, and I don't know, it just made it a lot harder. So, and also we moved from the kennel, which I had a really good setup there for foaling mm-hmm. out and lots of pasture and stuff, and right now we're just renting it's a really nice little cabin in the trees, and there's no room for horses there. So my horses are all at my parents and I had to like whip up some fences. So I just don't have the setup right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've made a plan. I kept all of my babies last year. So I have two fillies. One is Joe's little baby by Jaguar. And one
she's so a cool. nice little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one is Slick by Design out of the Streak of Flingmare I had. So I'm keeping those two for sure. And I also have a colt, which I probably will sell him. But my plan is, yeah, it sucks. Like I hated selling the mares and I did cry, but they went to nice places. I didn't realize it, but I was like, Landon, like, this is so sad. I love them so much. But yeah, I'm just downsizing for now. But then my plan is these fillies. Like, I want to.
Those are top notch fillies, yeah, that you could in 5, 6, 10 years you could turn that into the base of your breeding program.
Yeah, yeah, that's totally my plan. Yeah. Like, we'll see. I don't know how many kids I want to have yet still. So
yeah,
if I can run them in Futurity, then I will. If not, they're probably gonna be going to Riley.
Yeah,
most likely, guys, they're going to Riley. I've already shown them all to her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she'll probably run them. And then I would plan to just keep them and run them for myself. And then, you know, pull embryos. And
yeah. And those pedigrees are super,
they're super
cool. Yeah.
That those can be your, and in the future, it can still work out.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like you put it really well to me one day. Like, I think it was the day I come over and rode.
Yeah.
Like, just about, like, your change in business plan, yeah, with your mares.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, no, I just had to go back and think about it. Like, with the horses right now, my number one priority is barrel racing.
Yeah.
And with the family, like, that's also my big life priority as a family. So it's just like really hard to fit breeding into that and make the other two things a priority and still barrel race. You're like, I do this, like, I love horses because I like barrel racing, and I just, I'm not really getting to do that with everything out there.
Yeah, so I do remember that now. I was just like, what are you talking about?
Steph went to her notebook and just
Yeah, I love barrel racing and I love breeding too, but I've just been, I'm like, I can't race right now. And I mean, I love, my priority is Pharaoh and my family, but also the barrel racing. So yeah, the breeding will just have to be on hold for a bit.
You can start breeding horses when you're like 50 years old. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could always,
or like, you 10 know,
years when you're done having kids or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, when these little babies, if they work out when they're bigger, I can like slowly start back at embryos or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once a year.
Because I do love it and I want to keep doing it. It's just like, I had to figure out
what my priorities
are right now. Mm-hmm. It's just not the time, unfortunately.
Yes.
But well put.
Well put. Well put.
Yeah. And sometimes people have to make those choices.
Yeah, and it did set me up to have some really nice upcoming
babies.
Yeah,
you still have a lot of the fruits of your labor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their labor. That's a Stephism
I just love
heard.
Hearing Steph
talk
some
days. The fruits of your labor. Yeah, so I just didn't want to like think everyone was just thinking I was giving up the breeding. It's just
No, I think that's so relatable and understandable, and I'm glad we touched on it.
Yeah.
We just touched it.
What about you, Diener? What else is new? Like, what's on the game plan for 2023?
It's on the horizon. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll start with my low of the season, and then so we lost a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This year,
we lost Bowser. I lost Cash.
Yeah.
And like a couple of grandparents. And so July 23rd, leg got hung up in a fence. And we don't know what it was because she was by herself and the dogs were inside. So there
could have been anything.
It could have been, there's been bears in really that pen before. Yeah. Like it could have been a horse fly. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But she kicked at something and it sliced her leg. And it was pretty bad, but it wasn't terrible. Yeah. Like, I didn't look like it was going to end out how it
was.
Did.
Almost, it was like a nasty hawk kind of thing. Like, almost like that one of Ricky's that I was where like they move and it has to move. Like, the cut moves because of where it is on the leg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are hard to heal. And so when that happened, like, I was going to a wedding to do hair and makeup for a bride, and like the fence was down and I couldn't find Cash, and it was 5:30 in the morning, and I like call Cole. I'm like, I don't know what happened last night, but like, I literally cannot cancel on this bride. Like, mm-hmm. I'm on my way to do this wedding. Like, I can't just be like, hey, sorry, I can't do glam you up today for your fucking wedding. Like, I have to like find my horse. She was like, she was in the pen, but she was just hiding in like the bush. And yeah, it was like pretty bad. And so she could barely, like, she was on three legs at that point, mm-hmm. like barely walk. So I called a vet, got all the drugs that I could get at that time that they would let me have, mm-hmm. until we could get her into a trailer to get her to a vet. But we like made a pen and like ruined our front yard just like so she could be attached to our deck, so that we put her in there, just cold hosed her all the time, gave her all the things that we could give her. And then it like started healing and like everything started going good and it started closing. And then she like started like dropping weight, and like she had all the feed, like she got so much feed, like tubs of feed, like mm-hmm. I had her
was
on
she
everything
eating
high
it?
Yeah, she was eating yeah. it, and she ate everything, and we would rotate her pens, so she'd like have mm-hmm. grass, and she had hay, and she had all the feed and supplements that I could have given her. And then she just started dropping weight and getting weaker and weaker and weaker, so we're like, hey, like we have to, and it happened within a matter of like 5 days. Like yeah. it was so fast. So I'm like, hey, there has to be an
just like a little like lingering infection that like maybe is almost being fought off, but then sometimes it just flares back up or something.
I feel like it was the abscess
or that too.
I feel like that's what it was. Mm-hmm. So when
that could cause infection too, though.
That can yeah. end like the pain, add to it. Like the pain, like her whole body's trying to fight off that, like, you know. So mm-hmm. I took her to the vet. We like had to do the whole thing in the trailer. Like I couldn't even unload her. Like it was, ooh. Yeah, it was so bad. And
they
so,
like, they didn't clean it up and stuff.
Well, they did. Like we did everything we could, like in like the trailer, mm-hmm. but it was almost closed at that time. Like there, oh, like the wound was pretty much closed, and it was just her body weight. Like we just couldn't figure it out. So we got all the blood tests. I'm like, okay, her liver or kidneys are done. Like something is shutting down. It happened so fast that it's like, she's, like there's something, and we got the results back, and everything was like normal. Like all her levels were normal, other than like her pain level was obviously higher. Mm-hmm. And then she had a little bit of a high white blood cell count, so there was a little tiny bit of an infection. But we got like really heavy antibiotics and hit her with 2 rounds of that. And but she just kept peeing out her protein, and like we had no idea why. And so we sent the blood out to like another vet for a specialist, paid extra money to do that. Never ended up hearing back from that, which like. I already had my spat about, so I was really disappointed with that. Anyways, and so we brought her home, and like she was getting better after being on all these drugs, and then her whole hoof like blew out. Like she had a huge pressure abscess from like not from standing on the one leg way too much. Mm. Anyways, you can cut out however much if you want to cut out of that, like a, whatever. But yeah, so we went to CBHI, and we actually like had, because she was getting better. Like we put her in the pen with like another horse so that she had a little bit more morale.
Friend,
and like,
yeah, morale.
Yeah, yeah.
Morale.
And, yeah. And we, Cole built me these beautiful pens. Like,
you guys got some nice pipe pens.
Such nice pipe pens. Yeah, they're beautiful. And like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, it's like, this is way better than an engagement ring. Just kidding. Not really. But like, I'm just happy to have a safe place for my horses and like this not happen again. But yeah, so I went down to CBHI and like, we had like at that point, like we had someone come out and clean out her whole abscess, and like we'd had it all doctored up and everything. And yeah, so we ended up, well, I was talking to someone, I'm not gonna say names just because like,
yeah.
I was talking to someone and I was like, oh, like what kind of like could I do, like I know like her organs are functioning properly, but like can I do like some kind of cleanse just to like help her, like I don't know, like I'm still waiting on these results from her blood test, like I haven't gotten anything back,
like a liver or kidney that helps with the
what
immune
can
system.
I do like you want to do
can
something
you do more? Especially mm-hmm. because her wound was closed, mm-hmm. like her wound was closed, so I'm like, what is going on? And then Cole calls me and I'm like in the stands at CBHI, so if anyone was there and saw me like a wreck, like this is why, because I'm pretty sure like people were looking at me. So I hand off the phone to his friend and I was like, here, you can like talk to your friend. Like, I'm just gonna like continue talking with this woman and like whatever about like this thing. And he gets off the phone and he's like, oh, you don't have to worry about cash anymore. And I was like, oh, why? Like, she's better. She's like, oh no, she's dead. I was like,
what?
Thanks for the.
And then like, and he feels so bad. He's like, I did not mean for it to come out like that, and I did not know you were gonna react like that.
Just cowboys are real.
Cowboys. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh. Well, it's, you know, like honestly, yeah. like it was looking down that path anyways, mm-hmm. like, and I feel so guilty
when you look back.
I'm like,
it's always hard to call that, like, you know,
so like, hard, because it's like you see that glimmer of hope, and yeah. like she's getting better, and she's walking around, and she's standing up on her own, and then she yeah. blows a hoof, and it's just like, what is like, what more can we have done? Like, you know, it's just. But you keep thinking, like, she's going to get better. Yeah. She has to.
You think some things are mm-hmm. improving. And,
yeah, and we're going to get these blood tests back, and we're going to find out exactly what's going on, and it's going to be perfect. But no, anyways. So then I was an absolute mess and bawled my head off in the trailer, scared the shit out of Shelby because she came after her run, and, like, I just was standing there like the little, like, omen girl with, like, makeup running down my face, like, just creepy. Anyways, so I had a really, like, I had – a great time at CBHA with you guys, doing your podcast, with our booth, with my friends, with running my two best personal bests at Ponoka. But like that totally just like devastated mm-hmm. everything. So then we get back to, we get back home and there's like a full moon. And like, I asked Cole, I was like, where did you bury her? Cause like, I really want to like just go say a prayer. Just I don't say know. Bye, yeah. Say bye. Like have some closure. And so, I put Corley away and he's like, I buried her by the trees next to the pen so she could be with the other horses, and like we'll bury Bowser's ashes there too and whatever, right? And I'm like already laughing about this story. It gets funnier. So I like put Corley away and I'm like going and I'm sitting by her grave and I'm like, say a prayer. And the way that we pray, like we put our hands up, we like rub our, like you be like, I was like feeling the dirt, like kind of like you like to kind of smudge your face a little bit. And so I was like doing that and I was having a moment and I was like out there for a long time. And then Cole's just like, what is she doing? Like, and I feel like he had an intuition as to like what was happening. And so I get to the house and she had like the long, most long, beautiful mane. So he like cut that off for me, like still not sure what I'm going to do with it, but like have it next to like Bowser's things. And I'm like bawling and I was like, I just went and like I said a prayer for her. Like, thank you so much for burying her. Like, that means so much to me. Like, I don't think I could have been there for it. Like, mm-hmm. whatever. And he's just like, what pile did you go to? And I was like, the one next to the pen by the trees. He's like, on the left hand side or like on the right hand side? I was like, oh, like the left hand side, like right there. He's like, I hate to break it to you, man, but that's the shit pile from like cleaning out the pens. Like,
so did you go back out to the right pile?
No, I was like, you know, and like,
you're like, that's enough.
Yeah,
that's
everyone on this podcast knows that she was like, kind of like, you know, she bucked me off. She was kind of a bitch.
That's the final send off.
That was her last fuck you. Like, get me out of here. Like,
no doubt. Hey? Yeah.
And now we have a rock that we're gonna paint the holy shit pile and put it on the shit pile.
So there will not be that mistake.
There will not be that mistake again. And then we're gonna do like a gravestone for Cash. Yeah, and then yeah. we're gonna put like not a shit pile.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome.
And it's so sad because literally the week that she, because I was gonna sell her, the week that she went through this is the week we got her papers in. And there was like there was a big holdup with AQHA because someone who bought the mom sent in a DNA, like a color change request because she was born sorrel, but she's actually a gray. Mm. And then so they kept Cash's papers for some reason. And like it was just like a whole, Colin had to call, not me, because like so it was like, it was whatever. But yeah, so I'm like, that is just it. So I learned what it's like to grieve a horse, and like it's really hard. Mm-hmm. It's really mm-hmm. hard. Like, I just,
even after all they put you through.
Yeah, and yeah. honestly, that horse like taught me so much, man. Like going on this podcast, like even like the questions I ask people to like just help me with her.
Yeah, everyone just, will know who you're talking about.
Exactly. Sure. And like she's she taught me how to be a cowgirl. She finally made a nice run. She smashed the gate and broke my thumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she she was something else. But, like, she taught me how to, like, even if you're scared, just saddle up.
And lots of your dismounts are on video, too.
She remember she got into it at Harmon Valley after first barrel, yeah. and I freaking stuck her. We were gate smashers, man. That was, like, how many times we smashed into the gate. But anyways, that was a lull. Let's go into 2023 goals.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So it's just Corley for 2023 in your trailer. In you guys got trailer. A couple other horses there, but your focus is Corley only.
Yeah. Yep. My.
So when are you horse shopping here? I feel like you're the one that's like due, even though you didn't, you horse shop like kind of recently, but like everyone like horse shops and switches horses more often than their underwear in this group.
No doubt.
So. Well, when you don't wear any underwear, then like you don't.
When you don't wear many underwear, you don't shower very often.
You don't have to switch horses. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So my goal was to sell Cash, and that money would be for my next horse.
A prospect. Mm.
So because she decided to die, mm-hmm. now I don't have that cash that I was thinking I was going to have.
Corley will get you that cash.
I hope so. Well, my plan is like for this year, because I need to budget myself. Hopefully I'm budgeting about $700 a month. I'll put away every single month. Mm. And then by next year, I'll have that plus my savings to buy something really cool. Yes. I was feeling really pressured that I needed to buy something, 'cause I'm like, I only have one horse. Like, I need to buy something else. But I'm like, you know what? Like, 'cause, and the, what I could afford right now would have to be something younger. So I'm like, you know what? If I really save my money and I try to save my money, and like really
put it out there, manifest.
Mars is in retrograde. Whatever you say is gonna happen. Anyways, my plan is to like save as much money as I can and then buy something. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be started, especially because me and Cole can both do that.
Mm-hmm, that'd be fun.
Yeah, but preferably something that like maybe has like 30 to 60 days on it, or even maybe even a little further along. Who knows? Like, I really want to find something that has the mindset of Corley, the heart of Corley. Like, he's just,
lives and breathes barrel racing. Like, he loves it. So I just want something like that.
But most of my style, like, he's not super hot. He's like thinks before he does things. And I just like the, I want a brain. Like
the brains.
Mm-hmm. The brains.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I feel like I dealt with a horse that had no brains, and like now it's like that's a requirement.
I feel like a little bit of cow blood in there, even if it's just a little.
It just helps. Like, I just the smartness. Like, you know, I teach him one thing, and then like the next, like, I can give him 3 weeks off and he's still doing the same thing that I taught him before I finished. So that's my goal, is to do that. But I feel like a realistic goal, and I'm hoping.
And that's okay, wait, but that's next spring you're talking?
Next spring.
Next year. So in a year from now, we're shopping for dinner.
Or even in the fall. Like, we'll see what happens. And how much Corcor wins. Like, he won like $5,000 in a week. Like,
yeah. And you got good paychecks from that when you guys were on fire at the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. So if
and we ABRA that, too, hey?
Yeah, he won a lot at ABRA. We're like a tenth from like a saddle, but like whatever.
whatever. Cash works too.
Yeah. But and then my dad, like, he's like so in love with it. He's like, let's partner on something again. And I was like, sure, like, we'll do that. So that, like, we'll see. If anyone has a Preppy's Last for sale, that's three. You're kind of looking
for one of them.
That's not gonna cost me $15,000. Like, hit a girl.
Yeah,
but I feel like last year was like our first real season, because like the season before, like, I was renovating the house and I didn't really get to ride as much as I wanted to and whatever. So this year, my goal is to, I'm doing all my qualification jackpots right now.
Yeah.
And so I can qualify for, if I don't, like, my rodeo season doesn't go as planned, I can still go to like do different finals.
Same. I actually was on top of it and got my PCBRA and ABRA like last fall. So I think I like, frick, we should probably almost already be qualified.
Yeah. Mostly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, someone's going to have to run Corley at PCBRA because I can't have a wedding that weekend.
Oh, right.
So
right.
Someone, I put it all out there, whoever wants to run Corley. Yeah. So I really want to rodeo hard this year. Like, my plan, my manifesting, I would love to do it. Yeah. I would love to make like an amateur rodeo finals.
Oh, man. You can do it.
And then little Smelly Shelby and I are going to Arizona. We're leaving in a couple, well, I guess a month. We're leaving a month and a little bit. And we're going strictly to breakaway rope. So we're going to go down to Arizona and do like as much breakaway roping as we can. We're going to go hang out with Christine and Jeff Drisner. So
you
need
to get a SK
rope saddle.
I need to get a breakaway saddle. I know. I actually was thinking about that, but that's going to dip into my horse buying money, you know?
Yeah,
so I got to like figure my shit out. But so we're going to go down to Arizona. We're not going to stay for that long, but we're going to do that. Do a big barrel race in Utah, I think we're hitting up.
Oh, cool.
And then coming back home. Yep. Hopefully we might be able to do a little roping in at rodeos.
I was going to say, so is your, like, do you have a goal of doing some, entering some breakaway on Corley?
It depends on what he's,
or does it take longer than that to get ready?
I don't think so. Honestly, I feel like.
You just got to do it.
All you got to do is.
What's the worst that can happen? I mean, it happens in like a second.
You miss, big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Most people miss anyways.
Yeah. Just kidding. We're just razzing. But we're going to, if he's ready for it, and he's like,
you would,
let's go, girl. Whatever he feels like, I mean, it's his world. I'm just in it. But yeah, that's my thing. Hopefully, we make an amateur rodeo finals, and I would love to crush like a mid 17 in Pinoca.
You can easily. Yeah, we had
like his first was so wide.
If you do a run like you posted on the story from last night at the Dina Clinic, but in Pinoca.
Yeah, he was ripping. But
yeah, and like just like his barrels were perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's such a good boy. I don't know what I did to deserve him.
What's your plans for 2023 then with the horses? Like, you want to hit up some jackpots with Joe?
Yeah.
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 Jackpots just, mostly?
I don't know. I want to do the jackpots. No rodeos. No. Probably just jackpots. Like, Big Bang, all those other barrel races, CBHI, you know.
Big Bangs and Wetaskiwin this year. I'm really pumped about that.
Cars Coslas and Wetaskiwin.
A little closer to the north. And I like their setup and their like little barn where they had the canteen and their stands.
Of course you would love where the canteen is.
Yeah, the Jamaican truck. No. I live for that one.
They have homemade Caesars. They had homemade pickles at Wetaskiwin and Caesars. Oh. I hope that those people
are you drooling right now? The lemonade truck I really like too.
Oh yeah. Oh man,
all I eat at the Big Bang is lemonade and Jamaican. Like I can't remember what it is. It's some kind of
so much
pita-y, taco-y Jamaican jerk thing.
The rat.
Literally, she's like, I remember you from last year.
She
like,
did.
Yeah.
To you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
We love that jerk chicken
every meal.
Whoops, I think I want to
know. Did we talk about Ray's injury?
I don't really know what I don't really know what it was. Like she.
Oh yeah, you did say she pulled something or did something.
Like we ultrasounded and Bailey did see like a little bit of something on her sesamoid ligament.
Okay.
But like for like how lame she was at the time of the exam, like we were worried that maybe there was something in the deep digital that her ultrasound couldn't see. Mm-hmm. But then like I just put wedge shoes on her, gave her time off, and then I just been bringing her back since like November and she just seems sound
and she killed it.
I want to say something about like feet. Joe's feet look like way better than they've ever looked, and she has nothing on,
just barefoot.
Yeah. And she feels really good. I mean, okay, when I go out on the hard ice, like not ice but like
tippy toes,
hard rough ground, then she's like, ooh, that's kind of whatever, a little tender. But her feet look so good, like coming back from when she got that laminitis.
Oh yeah,
from the decks. I'm like decks. PTSD from decks. But yeah, no, she looks really good with barefoot. And Fame, another thing, he does not like shoes.
No,
Riley said.
Really?
Yeah, if he's ever like, she had shoes on him, and if he's ever pulled a shoe and she took him off for a run, she said he does way better.
Really?
Yeah, he loves being barefoot.
Huh. He likes feeling the dirt between his toes.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, dear. So what are your 2023 plans there, hippy dippy?
Well, I want to rodeo hard with Ray. I'm in like this stage where I'm like, do I breed her this year? Because like I could breed her later in the season, so I could still early season rodeo on her, which is like the smaller pens, which she loves anyways. Mm-hmm. And then I could like breed her and just like see what the vet says or whatever. But I think, you know, if I bred her in June, I could literally still run her till August.
Yeah.
Or September, I think.
I wonder how I can't get names anymore.
Ray's slightly more sensitive than
Joe. She would be more of a better mom?
She might be. I think she might like it.
Yeah.
She has compassion.
She might like it.
She might like it a little too much. Yeah.
Okay.
You should see her yesterday when she had to go to work. I am too good for drills and clinics, and like, I just want to go to the rodeo.
Yeah.
But maybe she'll be a good mom.
Yeah, but I'm kind of on the fence with that, but definitely Rodeo Ray. And
well, I mean, if you do buy that one that you were thinking of, at least you could like breed Ray and still keep rodeoing.
And still keep, like I want something far enough along that it's already started on the pattern and almost just like the stage that I
just
got
needs
Ray at,
seasoning,
like needs finishing. Like I can finish.
Which like you did really good with her.
Awesome, I love Ray. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess
she's a
like
nice lady.
I mean, I guess we could probably rodeo together if you don't have any travel partners in mind.
No, I think we could probably work something out. So yeah, hit the rodeo trail with the Harmon Valley Heifs.
Yeah, that's what we call ourselves, me, Steph, and Megan. And I guess you're Harmon Valley. Well, actually, no, you're
I'm not a heifer.
You're
anymore.
Not a heifer. You've been bred, you old cow.
No.
You all need to get on that.
Hells nah. I'm the youngest one.
My mother-in-law is trying
like,
to
what is
it,
wrong with this tribe?
Quite immature, I think, is maybe the problem.
We're all a bunch of Hancocks that just, like, need to, like, need me more miles. I think we had enough goofiness for today. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Oh, yeah. But yeah, you're going to rodeo. You're going to, I feel like you can make finals, too. Like, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Didn't
I mean, that's the goal. But, like, I feel like that was my goal last year. Ray only, I think we only actually placed once. Like, we were close a
we
lot
were
of
so
other times.
Close, though. Like, it's like, we were tense.
My last run was Harmon Valley, so season kind of got cut short, but I probably wouldn't have made it last year anyways. But, yeah. I mean, that's always the plan, and, like, I can hope for that. But you never know what happens throughout the season. But, yeah, I think I'll probably, like, enter the rodeos, like, dedicatedly for the first half of the season anyways. Like, you kind of know by June if it's worth, like, going every weekend mm-hmm. till the end of the season, or if there's even a yeah. shot, right? Yeah. Like, I also want to be realistic because fuel is so expensive. I do like multi-day events too. Like, I want to go to like the Big Bang mm-hmm. and the Kick and Cactus and a few of those like multi-day events too. But
I will say though, like the LRA, they are money one, and I won like $1,700 at Kikino,
from that Kikino Rodeo.
And yeah. that, like, if I would have placed, like, you know, or if I would have won a couple more things like that, yeah. like that's like, yeah. you know, like with WRA, it's a little harder because it's points.
You might think it's not attainable, but all it takes is like a big win.
It just takes a big win. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you have to, and a person that's something that I don't do is like look at the payouts, even for like big jackpot events. I seen somebody made a post about
that
the other day.
Too, yeah.
Like, do you ever break it down? And same with rodeos. Like, I don't look into that as much, but I guess if you're treating it like a business, a person really should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. I just yeehaw, let's be friends. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed a recap.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we want to make like any major commitments as to where we're taking the podcast, because
we want to try and do
we want to try
more, but
we
we're not try. We're not setting it in stone.
No, I
maybe
feel like
we should yeah. to keep us accountable. I have a really good idea. Why don't we set up one of those buy me a coffee things? So if you guys want to us to keep going, dear, like if you like what we're doing. Yeah. It's like buy us a coffee. Donate us $5 if you like it.
There.
If people show their appreciation for us, like, I'll work harder.
I feel like people have. I feel like people have been wondering where we are. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. We are actually pretty excited to be back at this table. I feel like it wasn't as rusty.
This flowed good, I feel like.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of like outbursts, but I think it was all right.
I feel like
class typical.
Yeah.
But yeah. Get rich or rad.
Trying. Do you know what? Actually, my little niece, she sent me a little message today. She said, "It's pony time. Get rich or ride trying."
That's cute.